501, Unit 5, Recording 5.3. Uncommon types of pollution. Pollution is a public health concern and is any harmful material introduced into the environment. Many materials can cause harm and are referred to as pollutants. Some pollutants are natural, and others are from humans and human activity. Environmental pollution is a problem all over the world. We talk a lot about air and water pollution and all the problems they bring, but what about other less obvious forms of pollution? What are they, and are they really that important? The first one I wish to talk about is noise pollution. Now, you might not think of noise as an environmental crisis, but it is negatively affecting society and wildlife. Noise pollution is considered unwanted or disturbing sound that affects the health and well-being of humans and other organisms. Some of the more common sources of noise pollution are cars, trucks, motorcycles, trains, and other transportation, airplanes and helicopters, and construction equipment. In humans, studies show that issues related to noise pollution include stress-related illnesses, high blood pressure, hearing loss, disruption of sleep, and even heart disease. They also affect wildlife. Studies show that loud noises can cause caterpillars' dorsal vessels, an insect equivalent to a heart, to beat faster and cause birds to have fewer chicks. Animals use sound to navigate, find food, attract mates, and avoid predators. Noise pollution makes it difficult for them to do these tasks, which affects their ability to survive. Another lesser-known source of pollution is light. The electric light bulb is thought to be one of the greatest inventions of all time. Electric light can be a beautiful thing. It keeps us safe, allows us to do things when the sun goes down, and makes our homes cozy and bright. However, too much of a good thing has started to negatively affect the environment. Light pollution, the excessive or inappropriate use of outdoor artificial light, is affecting human health, wildlife behavior, and our ability to see space. The main sources of light pollution are car lights, street lamps, buildings and factories, and billboards. For humans, light pollution has a major effect on sleep. Light affects our sleep patterns, and when there's too much light, when we should be sleeping, humans can suffer from fatigue, headaches, stress, and anxiety. Animals base their migration patterns on seasons and the amount of light that guides them. Animals that live near or migrate through areas with excessive light can end up confused. Another example of animal confusion from light pollution is turtles. When baby sea turtles are born, they follow the light of the moon reflected on the ocean water to find their way to the ocean. With too much light from coastal cities, many baby sea turtles are dying because they never make it to the ocean, following the wrong lights. There are a few things you can do to fight noise and light pollution. A lot of these factors are out of your control, but you can support government policies for light and noise ordinances. There are laws that put a limit on the times and places noises can occur. Support national parks and wildlife preserves that limit the kind of activity that causes noise and light pollution. You can also be a good neighbor and keep your music to yourself at reasonable times of the day. Don't leave your dog out barking all night, and make sure your car is well maintained so it doesn't make loud, disturbing noises. You can also turn off lights when you're done using them. These may seem like small, insignificant actions, but if everyone was more conscientious and considerate of the environment, the world would be a better place.